It's always a privilege for me to get to know people who love Jesus and then happen to make amazing music as well. I've got great voices. So today, getting to know Dawn Peterson. Hello, Dawn. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. I'm doing well, thank you.
Let's introduce you. That normal girl, the lady at home, met die pantoffels aan, the one with no makeup. Who's Dawn Peterson there?
That's a good one. I am Dawn. I was born and bred in George. That's in Garden Route. When I got married, the age of 24, I got married to a Capetonian, Pastor Byron Peterson. And that time he was not a pastor because my dad was a pastor for many years in the Pentecostal Protestant Church, and my mother. They served the Lord for in ministry for 33 years before they were called home to be with the Lord. So I didn't have much time with my dad while I married, but I grew up as a very shy girl. I was they call it in Afrikaans an inkantkind, you know. And but God has blessed me with the grace of singing. So I was discovered in the Sunday school. We used to sing, and then we had a small choir, in youth. And then one of the sisters, she listened to my voice, and then she said, "No, come to the front." And then later on at school, I used to sing in the court, you know, on Mondays. And my father blessed with a guitar, 18 snare guitar, at the age of 18, and he said, because he was evangelistical, he was a church planter, so he always had a dream of me traveling with him, and then I have to sing and play the guitar, something like that, which never happened. But he bought the guitar when I was 18, and I could only play three chords.
But you only need three chords.
I only need three chords, and then he sent me for a year. And the rest is history. Then I started to sing with a friend of mine at events in George and surrounding areas. And then I went to, after matric, I went to study in Oudtshoorn at the Teachers College. And there I attended a church where my family served in the AFM church in Oudtshoorn. And then I started to sing in their youth choir. And then I became one of the lead vocalists of that group. We had a group, Gospel Revival. And I used to tour with them for 3 years in and around the towns of Mosselbay and those places, still being that shy girl. But I didn't know the plans that God had for me. But I always wanted to record music. And then when I got married at this young age, I moved to Cape Town, obviously. And I married into a very musical family, the Peterson family. My father-in-law is the choir leader of Ravensmead for many years, and he was a band leader. My husband and his brothers, they can all play instruments, saxophone and singing, choir. But my family, from my mother's side, brother, the organist of the AFM in Oudtshoorn, and my mother, she was a choir leader for the PPC, and my family, they can all sing from my mother's side. So I think the singing comes from that side, because my dad, he didn't sing he didn't like to sing. And his family, a very small family from his side. So the singing, I think I was graced with that from my mother's side, because she was a very good soprano. And I was in Oudtshoorn, as a student, I studied a little bit of choir music. Being a teacher, you were able to lead the choir of a school. And there I met a lady, and she discovered my gift and of singing. And she introduced me to a little bit of classical when we had culture evenings. The other day, I went through my photos, and I still found the photo wearing a borrowed dress from one of the lecturers, because I didn't have a ball gown to sing this piece. So I had a very good pitch those years, and I was invited, as I was known to be the wedding singer in Oudtshoorn. While I was a student, I was the wedding singer at most of the weddings where I received invitations. And, you know, that was my type of singing. And then after I got married, I became aware that I need to use this gift. And I was graced with my first recording was done in, it's called Abide in Me. I didn't write songs on that one, but then I composed for my second album. I started to compose, and it was Wat sal my skei, that album. I composed two of the songs, and then my last recording before this one, because I lost my dad and I lost my sister 2 weeks apart. And that was very painful. And after I recovered, there was a song that God blessed me with one day passing, driving from Muizenberg. I just experienced the peace of God, you know, because you go through different stages of grieving after losing two members of your family, and then after losing my mother. So the songwriting derived from my pain, my journey of pain, but it was always drawing closer to God. So my message in my songs are mostly from my experiences and you know, my walk with God. So I composed one song, An Etienne Woordigheid, and that is on my Afrikaans album. That is still, you know, receiving airplay after how many years? More than 15 years ago. So, I'm in ministry with my husband. I am one of the co-pastors of AFM Blackheath here in Cape Town. I'm married now almost for 36 years. I'm a stay-at-home mom, but a very active stay-at-home mom. So I'm living my best life, doing community development, I have a passion for floral art, doing flowers. I'm running certain projects in the community. I believe in the advancement of women. So while I'm at home in my slippers, being a stay-at-home mom, I can be anywhere from here. So I enjoy staying at home, being in the comfort zones of my home. But I am a public person. I tend to move around amongst communities. Over the years, God has blessed me with a gift of ministry and singing on different levels of society. And
let's just backtrack a little bit. I'm curious about Baron. I'm curious about you being the pastor's wife. I'm curious about your flowers. I've got all about your love for the woman and everything. Okay, let's start off with Baron. Being a pastor's wife, I mean, you've grown in that whole thing of being behind the scenes, of knowing the politics behind the scenes of church. It's not like you've got a whole church full of adults, people that are mature Christians. How are you enjoying being a pastor's wife? Is it something that you feel this is something that brings you a meaning in your life? What do you enjoy about it?
I you know, my mother was a behind the scenes pastor's wife. For me, it's different. I'm a supportive pastor's wife, so I'm also doing ministry with him as one of the co-pastors. So I am privileged to serve. But my husband is not only a pastor; he's also in business. So he's on Sundays he's preaching, but during the week he's commuting between Joburg and wherever God provides for him to be. So I'm the supportive pastor's wife, and I believe that since I've been a pastor's wife since my 30s, in my mid-30s, that was quite a journey, because when we got to the church, when we received the call, I was still so young, secure, and I had to learn without the covering of my mother, because my mother was not around anymore. She also passed. So I didn't have a mentor to guide me in ministry. So I learned by attending our regional services. And you know, I'm an observant person. I love to learn by observing and walking closely to other leaders. So I had a few ladies, you know, that I watched and followed. But I had to learn the hard way on my own, because I remember my family was from George, and I left George at the age of 24. So I learned a lot in the previous assembly where we served in Ravensmead, where he was one of the co-pastors. But when we were called to this assembly in Blackheath, I was thrown out, you know, in the deep sea.
That is why I believe in mentorship for younger pastors' wives, because I had to learn through the ropes. I love reading. So I started to read a lot about other women in ministry, and also, just equipping myself. I love to learn. So I attended one or two pastors' wives conferences with friends in America. So they actually mentored me without knowing. So I followed a group of women. They are called the International Association of Ministers' Wives and Ministers' Widows. And I attended their workshops. And even when they came to South Africa, to Mitchell's Plain, I attended those workshops. So I have a good friend who actually took me by the hand, because she was also young. So the two of us had that special connection. So it wasn't easy at all times, but through the grace of God, I managed to juggle between being a stay-at-home mom, taking care of my three daughters, Joy, Grace, and Karen, taking them through to school and all their activities, music, sport, and all of those, and also juggling between ministry and taking care of the flock. I thank God for those years, really. I don't have any regret, yes.
And then the flowers, flower arranging. I mean, that's a very communal thing, or do you do it on your own?
What I'm doing is a little background. Due to my teaching profession, we are serving the community in the street of a school. We started a community project in Blackies next to the church. We as a family, it's called the Evergreen Resource Center. And my mother always used to tell me, Dawn, I wish you can do flowers one day. And I always had that in the back of my mind. But it happened so that the flower order wasn't done when I arrived. And then I had to, make a plan. And I went to pick a pay. The only thing I thought of, go to a shop where they sell flowers, bunches of flowers, get a container, put it in, because the expectation will be that you need to be flowers in that big hall that we hired. And then I heard on the radio of a course starting at a place in Brackenfell that Tuesday, and they provided a number. And I said, this must be God, because I always had the passion of starting to do flowers. And I started doing a short diploma course for 6 months. And then from there, it was history, because Alice introduced me to Durbanville Flower Club, and I attended Flower Club. I learned from the best, and I attended their club for 5 years. And then I said to the committee of the club, listen, I have a lot of ladies in our church and community. I would love to start our own flower club. So now we have our own flower club for all these years. We are registered with the Western Province Association of Floral Arrangers. And then I also started another project doing the Flower Crown project called Garland of Grace, traveling. The project runs through the country where women are taught the gift of doing their own flower crown, restoring dignity, and also they doing it with their own hands. We guiding them. So I've been doing those workshops now since COVID, since 2020. The first one we started on my birthday in 2020 with a garden party with around 184 ladies. We're having a lady who noticed our statuses of this event, and she's doing one now in Polokwane.
Ah, okay. Okay, wonderful. And then your Heart to Advance Women. Obviously in South Africa, you have lots of women behind closed doors going through really hard times.
Yes. So not only my music reaching them, I'm trying to advance, our women in our communities by planning events and workshops. The regional chairperson of our AFM Women's Fellowship of about 44 assemblies. So I'm responsible for that as well, and also serving now on the national body of our church, AFM, as the treasurer. So the advancement of women is not only in our communities, but also in churches across South Africa. So I'm privileged privilege and grace to, you know, present workshops and be a speaker at events like High Teas and women's conferences. And yeah, that is just God, how God is using the gift of speaking. And also, I was privileged to not only be a stay-at-home mom, but my husband spoke to me one day and he said to me, Dawn, not just to stagnate after being a teacher, profession, you know, serving a profession. And then I decided to pursue a degree in communication with UNISA. So I completed that one the week that I turned 40.
Yo, never too old to learn.
So equipping myself, and I've never had the privilege of being behind a mic of working at a radio or TV station or whatever, but I acquired the gift of understanding what's happening behind the scenes, you know?
Yes, you can communicate well. That's your ministry. Okay, let's get to your music. Ek wil u altyd loof. I want to praise you forever and ever. Amen. Tell me about this song before we listen to it.
I composed that song while I was doing a recording of another song that I will also, I was in another studio and it didn't go so well. So I waited with this. But while I was waiting on the producer to get back into behind the mic, God just gave me the song completely. Like, you know, from scratch, though. First line to the end.
Yeah. And the message that you want me to hear.
It's in Psalm 145. So the song is that I will bless the Lord. I will always praise him forever and ever. Every day I will bless him. I will sing his praise forever and ever. And you know, if we praise God and have a grateful heart, then he will manifest himself through us. And even in my darkest hours, because in the mornings when you even feel not so well, the times that you feel sick, the times that you feel, you know, distracted from the focus and the purpose that God has for your life, then you still need to continue to praise him. And during those circumstances that you, even when it's difficult to praise him, that you will speak like David in, you know, it says in English, a song of God's majesty and love. And that is, singing of his greatness and his love and his compassion towards us.
Okay, if people want to follow you, if they want to follow you on socials or wherever, how do they do that?
People can follow me on Facebook, and also I'm on Instagram, and then also I am Dawn Peterson with all the E's. They can go on YouTube or Spotify. Then there's two videos as well, Dawn Peterson. They can listen to one of it, Oor Loof Die Heer. I was privileged to be on Koorkies with Jonathan Rubain 2-3 years ago. And then there's another video that they can also follow. Yeah. And then my two albums, they will be able to listen to that.
Okay.
This new song, Ek Wil U Altyd Loof.
It's also on YouTube. So that's Dawn Peterson, Ek Wil U Altyd Loof. And it sounds like this.